Okay, I have, hi, Michael Worster. I have two poems that are inspired by a residency that I did with Carlo University in Ireland last summer. So I'm going to read those two first. The Doors of Ireland. I'm eating a veggie burger and fries at Red Robin, reading John Burnside's Snake on the hottest day in Pittsburgh, but it's cold in here. The snake and the partner who brings it home to amuse her mate. I dreamt about snakes the night before the flight to Dublin. Egyptian asps coiling at the doorways. Didn't St. Patrick always pictured with snakes drive them out? On the wall above my table hangs a poster, The Doors of Ireland. Weathered plains of turquoise, maroon, coral. Damballa, god of rod and snake, you laugh at my wanderings and find me here, back home, feeding, scaling a hill of doors. Shoes. On the cover of the journal I took to Dublin, shoes in turquoise, red-soled Louboutins. On the back, an inscription, shoes are a girl's best friend. Imelda Marcos abandoned 1,220 pair in the 1986 unrest. Which did she choose for exile? A New York police officer made news when he bought boots for a barefoot man on the streets, on the street in Times Square one cold November night. But Jeffrey Hillman hid the $100 Skechers, afraid they would get him killed, he said. The shoes, hidden in his apartment with 30 other pair. The shoes, Van Gogh's still life. He hiked the work boots found in a market through rain and mud. I realize now I should have asked you about the shoes. The shoes. You mentioned it. Your worry. You didn't have them for the dinner, the funeral. And I'm going to read one more poem. And in Yona Harvey's collection, will you hold it up because I'm sticking on the name of it, Hemming the Water. She's got a really wonderful, devastating poem about mothers in there. I think it's called Mother, Love. And I never, this is the first poem I ever wrote that I would call a mother poem. And it's just in time for Mother's Day. And it's called Women Like Us. In the people and product-packed CYS, they stood behind me in the narrow line ribboned to the lone open register, people I hadn't seen for 30 years. Looking at the worn tile floor, I'd hoped they wouldn't recognize me, but she said, Doreen. I don't recall well the brief encounter, just my unwilling backward glance to the first day we met, her knocking on our door across the hall in the old building on Oakwood Street. Tall windows in every room, hardwood floors, radiator heat. She tapped lightly on the door like a salesperson or a political canvasser. Half-dressed in bra and slip, a young girl, she scooted into the apartment, hunched over as if dodging stones, and this clunky guy, her husband, chased, holding a knife. And then out again, both of them. Had I a phone, would I have called the police? And would they have come before the beating stopped? And would they have taken the husband, lectured the wife? Later in evening's half light, someone's hollow steps stomped the fire escape. Through the kitchen window, I made out my mother's petite frame, arms swinging, a 25 nestled in her slender fingers, its nickel grip familiar as a matching clutch. And thank you. The next reader is Barbara Dahlberg. I hope you caught her interview on prosody with Lauren. It's wonderful.